Chris Moyle Show. I'm not going to bother to answer. International Radio. Let's bring in Miss Kelly Osborne. Ah, oh, look. Kelly Osborne. Look.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Look at you.
Oh. Please don't. I'm so knackered.
You look great. Look
Thank
at you.
You.
Do you know what? It's still a vast improvement on the first time you ever came on the show. You were virtually dead.
Well,
I
don't remember. To be honest.
Was that when we sent you bath stuff afterwards?
You gave me that bath stuff. I was really sick, but I think that was just a hangover and I was pretending to be sick.
Oh, thanks.
But thanks for the bath stuff anyway.
Yeah, which you used.
I did. I did. I feel really professional with these headphones on.
You look it.
Well, until you can hear my beautiful voice. You did a show the other week, didn't you?
I did. It was really fun. I really liked doing it.
It was really good.
I was so nervous, though, because I hate the sound of my own voice.
When was the last time you spent a lot of time in America?
I haven't been there in a really long time.
Your American twang is completely gone.
I know.
You sound really British.
But sorry, I am English.
No, but it's great. I like it.
Thank you.
Wow, you sound completely different. You sound like a, sound like a nice little English girl, as opposed to that LA thing that you become...
L.A. thing.
Yeah. I don't know what the word would be.
Thing's probably not it, though, is it?
No, but I don't mean, like, the thing. I just mean a... like a thing.
Yeah.
Anyway. So you enjoyed doing the show?
Yeah, I really did. Sometimes it's a bit hard, though, because I got really homesick, but I enjoyed it.
No, I meant the radio show you did.
You didn't get homesick in 3 hours, surely?
I don't know. I'm really tired. It's too early for me. I'm not usually up before 2.
Yeah. What a lazy, lazy... What a spoilt child you are.
I am spoilt and proud of it.
No, the radio show you did, you stood in for Zane Lowe.
Do you know what? I really, really enjoyed doing that.
A photo of you in the hall from when you did the show, look at that.
Did he look after you?
Yeah, he was so great. Yeah. He made me feel so comfortable because I was really, really, like, my hands were shaking.
Were you really?
Yeah.
He's a nice man, Nahal.
He's really good at what he does, too, and he apologised for everything naughty that I did for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he say anything rude?
No, I was really well behaved.
Good.
See?
Kelly's growing up. She's growing up. She's now, what are you now, 22?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's now grown up to the level of a 15-year-old, so she's getting more and more mature as the years go by.
Don't pick on me.
I'm not picking on you. I'm just messing with you. So your show starts tonight on ITV2.
It does, yeah. It does.
Now, will you sit and watch it tonight?
I have to. Normally I wouldn't. Whose phone was that?
That's probably mine. Sorry.
Who's on the blower?
I don't know. I'll just put it on silent.
Okay.
I'll read it later.
Sorry, Kelly, you were saying.
It's from your dad.
Shut up.
Your dad's just texted me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My dad doesn't even know how to work a phone.
Your dad has just sent me a text.
My dad doesn't own a mobile phone.
What's this then?
Your phone.
Yeah, but he's just texted me.
Oh. Anyway,
do you know what it says?
What? You are so...
That's what it says. Aussie, that's what it says.
You do a really bad impression of my dad, by the way.
That's rubbish.
I saw it on that, what is it? That award show.
Did he say that? Yeah, but I don't do impressions. That was the point. It was meant to be like...
It's really bad, Chris. You could have done better.
Sorry, I'm not John Culshaw. Anyway, so this show, Turn in Japanese. Did you really spend 2 months in Japan?
I did.
What a great job.
It really was. It really was.
Although, I'm going to watch this show, and I would imagine it's going to teach me a lot, and I'm going to be deadly serious now, right? And I'll level with you. I have no interest in going to Japan at all. No interest at all. And like, I was talking to my girlfriend about it last night, because she said she's seen a few clips of it and she was going, it looks like a really good show, and she did this. My girlfriend's telling me all of it. She'd done this and she did that and she'd spent a bit of time doing this and she had to work in this strange place and had to take photos of a couple and she was giggling and they got all upset, blah, blah. It looks like it's great. And I'm going, yeah, but it's like, who cares about Japan? And she goes, oh, I really want to... I reckon if I watch this, I'll go, do you know what? This is quite interesting.
It was, actually, because I learned a lot from it. I really did. And it was just... I find myself saying this all the time, it's just so different. But it was completely out of my realm of anything I could...
Turn of the world?
Yeah, it just... insane.
Had you been to Japan prior to this two-month period that you spent there?
But every time I'd ever been, I'd gone in a very kind of, like, fixed environment. Yeah. They're like, well, you go here, because I was on tour with my dad.
Yeah.
And
go there a couple of days and then off again.
But you were with people that only spoke English to you and never really spoke Japanese, so it was really easy. And then I get there, and even though I have a translator, they wouldn't let her translate because they thought it was funny. I was just sat there, like, most of the time, almost, like, crying because I was so frustrated.
How much Japanese do you know now?
I can order a beer.
I knew you were going to say that. I absolutely knew you would say that.
And that's about it.
Go on.
Biro kudasai. That's about it. And I always sound like a tranny when I try and speak Japanese. Like a Spanish tranny. I don't know why, but my Japanese accent's more Spanish.
Say it again, say it again.
No.
No, go on.
No.
Why?
Had your chance, you lost it.
So you go to Japan for 2 months and you just do loads of different jobs.
Yeah, I did. I think my favourite thing was learning about geisha. But right. My least favourite thing was the nun.
What's the nun?
They have this weird thing, like, they're really into kitschy, like, one-day things there, and you go and you become a nun for a day, and at the end they do this, like, Buddhist ceremony where you're supposed to be...
You can't become a nun for
a day. I know! And it was horrible. I really didn't like it. I thought it was really disrespectful. It was a horrible way to be introduced to a really beautiful religion, I thought. And that it made me wear, like, the nun outfit, and I didn't like it.
Well, the old nun outfit, yeah. I hate it when I have to wear that.
I really did like it. I couldn't stop laughing, and they didn't like me very much, don't they?
And receptionist at a love hotel.
That was interesting.
Yeah, I bet.
I didn't understand the concept of sex in a pot noodle.
In a pot noodle?
No, they'd have sex and then order a pot noodle.
Wicked. I get that.
So you'd probably just have the pot noodle, wouldn't you?
Put match of the day on at the same time, and whoa, we're away.
You'd have a pot noodle and another pot noodle. Is it true, is this right, with you worked in a... Is it a geek cafe, or is that a typo and it's supposed to be a Greek cafe?
No, geek. As in, they call them geek cafes if it's translated into English, but it's guys that are really into manga, which is Japanese cartoons, and I had to dress up in a maid's outfit and serve them tea and coffee and call them master, and I felt really uncomfortable doing it.
That's weird.
I'd love
sounds like you'd really like Japan, Chris.
No, I just like you dressed up in a nice outfit calling me master.
It was so weird. And then one of them asked me to massage him, and I, like, my face just went bright red. And
I need your dress. I'm going.
Died.
I'm booking my flight.
You thought Japan had nothing for you?
Yeah. I just thought it was karaoke places and
noodles,
big bright
massage,
lights. Yeah.
I just think really stupid when I was there. I went out, did karaoke, and someone drew a mustache on my face, and I didn't realise that they did it. And I walked around all night with a Sharpied mustache on.
Brilliant. Lovely.
Singing karaoke.
You probably ended up looking like Carrie.
That's so rude.
It's a joke,
can't
Carrie.
Say that about girls.
Carrie, all right. What colour was the moustache?
Black.
All right, Carrie's is blonde.
A milk moustache.
Oh.
Yeah. Carrie, I'm joking. It's only a joke.
You can't say that.
She has a bit of facial
every
hair.
Every woman has a moustache.
Thank you, Carrie.
They're lying if they say
thank
they
you,
don't.
Kelly.
They don't like to hear about it from men.
Well, they should do something, they should hide it more.
Look, I was in Marks and Spencer's the other day, and this woman, I couldn't stop staring at, and I followed her around because she had the biggest moustache I've ever seen.
Like Tom Selleck? Like a proper one?
No, it was like hanging down onto her bottom.
Oh, no!
For so long, and I couldn't stop staring at her. I followed her around Marks and Spencer's.
Snagglepuss. What's wrong, Kerry?
Nothing there, look. Nothing. Kelly, can you see anything? No.
Be
no.
honest, Kelly.
I think mine's a bit more than
I can't see yours. I can see Rachel's from here.
I trimmed it this morning.
Just like something from a low, low.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know what my mum did to me when I was a kid? She bought a home waxing kit, and it was. She's like, let me try and wax something, and I was too young to even have pubes, so there's no way she's gonna do that.
Nice, nice. So what she means under the arm.
So then, she sat on me and waxed my face, except for the wax was too hot, and I had to go to school with a burnt scab across my top lip for like 2 months. Mm. It's horrible.
Is that the first time you realise that your family are all completely nuts?
No, it was a bit before that.
Right, okay. Do you know, we were talking earlier about music and what songs we like. Yeah. I know for a fact that Kelly Osbourne, one of her favourite songs at one point in her life was the Barbie Girl song by Aqua.
Really?
Yeah.
Where the hell did you get that from?
It's true.
And that's so not true.
It is, and last time Jack was on the show, he confirmed it.
What? He's lying.
I'm telling you. I know that fact. F-A-C-T. Fact. And you used to go around the house singing it.
I don't think that's true.
It's true.
To be
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. And then you probably forget the words, but keep going. I'm a nothing. It's fantastic.
No, I really don't.
That's
true. Never was into that song.
I bet it is.
No, I was more into Chumbawamba, thank you.
No, you weren't.
Really?
You went to Barbie girl. I'm a Barbie girl. I have my facts about you.
Oh, let's see.
So I want to find out what's true and what's not true.
Okay.
She said recently she'd like to pose for Playboy.
Absolutely, 100% not true. I do not have the body and no one wants to see me now.
I'd have a look.
I feel sorry for you.
No, I'd have a look. I'd be curious.
That's the finest compliment you can bestow upon a woman.
No, but I'd have a look. Why not? Yeah, but no, that's not because there's some women I'm like...
Chris,
no,
why
right.
would you want to when your boobies are bigger than mine?
No, I don't know.
You do it together.
Yeah.
I could do, yeah. I do that. Do you want to do a naked photo shoot together
right.
with me?
Go on then.
But like tastefully done though. Like my leg had hide my, you know, my man. My man.
Mushroom.
Shut up.
What?
Not a man mushroom. I was going to say my man snake.
Your man shiitake.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
It's a mushroom. Mushroom.
Well, shut up.
Very small it's not, mushroom, it's actually.
Don't make me get into it, though. Whatever, I'm a grower, not a shower. So what? Move on.
Next fact. Time for the news.
All right, look. Does this look like a mushroom? Come on, because, you know,
I
you're...
I really... It's close.
You've lived a bit, you know. You've probably seen a few. You'll be able to tell what an average size is.
You sound like a wasp.
It's not like a wasp. anyway... How do we get time? Why is everyone talking about my...
I don't know. Your man bits.
Yeah.
Playboy.
Oh, I've got off the interview now. I've been put off completely.
I feel nauseous too.
I tell you what, you do a naked photo shoot with me, you'll see that Dave's lying. Seriously. You'll be like this. Oh, my God. You'll go
and
American. No.
Oh, my God, it's more like a button than
a baby carrot.
Shut up, Rachel, you don't even have one.
True.
Well, not much of one.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Is it time for the news?
Yes, I think it is. Let me play a quick advert for Waterloo Road, and then we'll do some news. And Kelly's going to hang around for more fun and more chat. Kelly Osborne, everybody. Can I just please ask everyone to stop texting in with jokes about the size of my manhood?
Mm.
Please stop it.
Digital. FM online. This is Radio 1.
Johnny Newcastle said, I'd really like to see Kelly in Playboy. See, I'm not on my own, Kelly. I'm telling you.
It's disgusting.
No, it's going to be a naked Playboy photo shoot between me and Kelly Osborne. It's going to be really beautifully done, though.
Yeah.
Really, really artistically done. They're going to, like, airbrush all my fat out.
Yeah.
That was black and white. That might be quite
dim classy. The lights.
Mm. What?
Black and white, mainly.
Fat and white.
Mm. Yeah.
That could be the cover. Fat and white, special edition.
Yeah, all right, whatever. Anyway, moving on. More from Kelly in a bit, and we'll play some, I don't know, some songs, Kaiser Chiefs or something. It's 8:34. And in other news, Kelly Osborne says she can't wait to pose naked with Chris Moyle.
No, I do not.
In a very tasteful black and white, naked, touching photo thing.
Soft focus.
Vaseline lens.
Moving on.
And the weather's going to be mild again today. It should be dry, lots of cloud around, some sunny spells in the east, a bit of drizzle in the west.
You swear at me, Kelly Osborne.
You've been swearing at me all morning.
That's an absolute lie.
Mincing Lake Road in Exeter is where we are this morning.
Hi, I'm Darren Smith.
Darren is a parcel delivery driver. He's been all around the world. He says he hasn't really met anyone famous, but he has met the comedian Jim Davidson.
Wow.
Bit busier this morning on his road. Allow extra time for your journey.
Goodbye from me.
More One Road Travel from him at 9:30. And it's almost 8:40.
The Chris Moyle Show. International Radio 1.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
You've got an image now, haven't you, of you and me
I really do. It's
naked.
Disturbing. Mm. It's
naked.
Really disturbing.
You and me, naked
together.
It'll
probably together. Be in the world top 100 most sickest things ever.
You brought Vaseline into the equation
do you know
as well.
What? That's
Vaseline.
Not and you brought it back up again. Leave it alone. We put that away. You can, trust. Do you know what?
What?
If it ever happens, you know what? I know you go for me. You'd try. You'd be up for a snog. Kelly's always had a thing for me since the first time we met.
Has she?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that.
I beg to differ. I think it's the other way around,
no,
really.
I do too.
It's hotel. Your whole body language just says, you secretly got a thing for me.
She's standing there with her arms crossed, looking scared.
Yeah, but do you know what she's doing? No. You think that, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like the psychologist who talks about Big Brother. What Kelly's actually doing is when she covers herself up, she's seeing, look at me, take me, you know you want me. That's what she's actually saying. It may look like she's saying no, but actually, she's saying yes. That's what it is.
Oh, it's just well disguised.
Yeah.
Very well disguised.
We could get married.
No, I don't want to marry
Imagine
you.
That. We could get married. We could get a nice flat together.
Nice flat.
Yeah.
One bedroom semi-detached.
I can't afford that. Just like a one-bedroom flat studio somewhere. That'd be all right. You could slum it for a bit if you're in love. You're fine.
I don't love you, Chris.
You do love me. Seriously. I've got to have a chance. I've seen some of the people you've been out with. You're obviously not that picky.
No, I'm not.
Do you know, there's one thing that I have that most of your ex-boyfriends haven't got, a shower, looking at some of the photos.
Excuse me. And a floral print shirt, that.
Yeah. However, some men couldn't carry this off, Kelly, but me, because I'm a real
you
man.
You can barely carry it off, Chris.
No, this is a nice shirt.
You look like a large cushion.
Yeah, do you know what? You can't take it back because you've already said you like this shirt, Comedy Dave.
I was kidding.
You do look like a cushion. Or
yeah,
curtains,
I
not
sure
which.
You bought a shirt that has purple or brown flowers.
Brown.
Brown flowers.
It's nice, though.
Yeah,
it?
It's nice.
Buy a shirt with dead flowers on it.
At least I bought the shirt.
I bought my sweatshirt and my shirt.
You didn't buy that.
Yeah, I did. Actually, no, my sweatshirt I knit from my mum, but I bought my shirt.
Really? Does she know?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I like it.
Well, good for you. You're wearing it.
Do you know, all this fighting just makes the bond stronger. That's all it does.
Are you going to arrange to meet up after the show? Or are you
going to... It's a brand new series coming to ITV2 called Kelly and Chris Go Back to Japan to get married and pose for naked photos. Hey, I tell you what, I'll take you to the Love Hotel, but this time as a guest, Tiger. No receptionist duties for you when we go there together.
No, it's just never going to happen.
You say it's never going to happen, but you'll give in the end. They always do. Jack did.
That was deeply disturbing to listen to.
Just like Jack. You say no, but actually when it comes down to it, it'll be all over me. Right, so anyway, Kelly is going to hang around for a bit longer. She can't leave. She loves me.
It's true.
She's gone, and let's be honest, she'll have nothing to do for the rest of the day.
No, I do, actually.
Well, what do you have to do?
I'm going back to bed, thank you very much.
God, you're so forward. A minute ago you were saying no, now you're trying to bed me, animal.
I've got to
You're like a female Russell Brand.
Without the bad hair.
The spine. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It is early.
It's not grey, Chris.
What?
At least it's not grey.
It's not grey, Sterling. I think you'll find it makes me
and
look even
balding.
More like George Clooney. I'm not bald either. That's
you have
Dominic.
A receding hairline,
I'm
Chris.
Not receding. It's not receding.
You just born with a really large forehead.
Do you want to touch it?
No.
Do you want to stroke it? Do you want to stroke my hair?
No, I don't.
Come here, touch it.
Please don't touch
touch
me.
My hair.
No.
Come and touch it.
I don't want to touch
Watch
it.
Watch your little tiny little rock star fingers go through my hair.
I don't have rock star fingers. I have rock star daughter fingers.
No, whatever. When they touch it, see, there'll be a connection. Go on,
there
touch
will
it.
Not be connection.
So you know,
I'll
you know.
Die.
You won't know. How rude. Just don't put it off. Don't put off the inevitable. I'm just what you need in your life.
You are definitely not.
I'm
a good looking man.
Tell
what?
Him he's got a ginger beard.
I don't have a ginger beard.
Yeah, you do.
On the sides, it's a bit ginger.
Yeah.
It's the lights.
It's not the lights.
There's bits of ginger in the light which shine onto my dark.
How is there ginger in the light?
Very dark beard. Because they're special lights for radio.
That's the quote of the morning for me. How is there ginger in the light?
Because there is.
Shut up.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. I'm off from my girlfriend, Kelly Osborne, in a couple of records time. Can't wait to do this photo shoot. It's going to be wicked. It's going to so happen. Wicked. It's going to happen.
What facts do you have about me?
I'm going to
read that.
She's desperate to sleep with Chris Moyles. She has I Love Chris tattooed on her ass. I'll run through the facts about you later. Wow, that was an interesting meeting there, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
I have a meeting with him.
Kelly Osbourne just met the Ben the Boss.
Big Boss Ben.
Yeah. I think he wants to offer a job answering the phones on, yeah. On our show.
You're good at that. You'd lose your listeners.
Hello, Radio 1, Kelly Hart.
Kelly Hart?
Kelly Hart.
Oh, God.
What would you like? Would you like a song, sadly? What would you like to play? Not play that rubbish! I'm sorry. I wish I'll try about
it. I think I have a really good taste in music, thank you very much.
Taste in music? What did you like at the moment? What music do you like? What was the last CD you bought or downloaded?
Oh, downloaded yesterday. I can't even remember his name, but the guy that did the David Bowie in Portuguese for Life Aquatica. Did you ever see that movie?
No idea what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Seriously, I haven't a clue.
This guy, he's amazing. He sings all David Bowie songs in Portuguese. It's really cool.
Well, whatever. If you're Portuguese, yeah, but how do you know what he's singing?
Never mind.
What else?
What else?
McFly. Do you like McFly?
Yeah.
Now, be honest. Yeah, I do.
Do you know some of the songs I really do like?
Stargirl.
It's a bit of a guilty pleasure.
It's a great. Stargirl.
Guilty pleasure.
Stargirl's a great track. Do you like Take That?
Yes, I love Take That.
Have you got the new album?
No, I don't.
Do you want it?
Yeah, give it to me then.
There's the clip.
See, I told you.
There's the clip.
It wouldn't take long before.
I'll tell everyone what you just said to me when you were taking a picture before.
Don't you dare say that in the air.
Well,
when
then.
You say that in the air. By the way, when I did, you didn't say no. So, put your headphones on and then you can hear us properly. You can hear how beautiful we all sound. Kelly's show, Turning Japanese, starts tonight, ITV2, at 9 o'clock. So please watch. Is it the 1st of February today? God,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
Already. Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, how stupid do we sound? We don't even know what date it is. God, is it really the 1st of February? Kelly goes, is it?
No. January's gone already.
The month went by so quickly.
Didn't
I know.
Detox is up.
I know. We did well, didn't we?
Yeah. Hey, I did a week off the booze. I'm very proud of myself.
Did you really?
Yeah. A week, a whole week. Isn't that good?
What an achievement, Chris.
Thank you very much. I'm very proud. Hey, I've got a treadmill. I've been working out. You probably can see how buff I'm looking. I did another 35 minutes on the treadmill yesterday.
It's to be applauded.
Yeah.
You have to do 30 minutes before your heart rate even goes
20,
up enough for you to lose
20.
Weight.
No, 20.
So you really worked
out
for 15 minutes.
15 minutes of fat burning
35,
fun.
35 minutes. I did a kilometre.
Did you?
No, I did. About 4.5. Because I was going to go on to walk because my legs were so stiff from running the day before. I thought, I'll just walk from it. And then I got bored at walking, so I thought, I'll jog from it. And then I thought, I'll probably run for a little bit. And then I thought, well, I'll see if I can run for a little bit faster and then I'll bring it back down again. And then I went back up again. So it was good. I enjoyed it.
Every little helps.
And there's a little thing. So I got this new treadmill and there's a little card you put in and it's like a training program. There's all these different settings. And this whiny American woman just goes, okay, we're going to increase the speed. Like that. And she gets really annoying after like 2 minutes.
It's really patronising.
What?
I wouldn't want a workout machine that talks to you.
Yes, it's like that.
Are you already sat there like, oh, I'm
it tells you to. It tells you to breathe.
I don't want someone
you don't sit on it, Kelly.
Telling me.
It tells you to breathe. Okay, breathe in and out slowly. I'm like, oh, God, I forgot to breathe. let's have a look at Kelly Michelle Lee Osborne facts. She recently said she'd like to pose for Playboy with Chris Moyles.
No, I did not.
Yeah,
moving
did.
Right along.
There's Ginger in the Lights.
Oh, is there Ginger in the Lights?
There you go. In 2004, Kelly launched her own fashion line called Stiletto Killers.
It wasn't a fashion line, it was a T-shirt, though.
It was a rock-inspired line of tees. Did you do knickers?
Yeah.
Hoodies?
Yeah.
Sweatpants?
It was more like a... Yeah.
Anyway, that closed in April 2006.
It didn't close.
All right.
Excuse me.
Right, is it still going?
No,
no
it's
right,
just not okay. closed.
All like, righty then. Yeah.
They sell it at Hot Topics in
it's
America.
Not closed, just not open.
That's what she said.
What's the Hot Topics thing? What's that?
They sell the T-shirts in Hot Topics in America.
There you go. So if you're listening in America, go and buy the Hot Topics T-shirts. What? We're right in America. People listening in America.
I was just telling you useful facts.
Kelly has about 13 tattoos.
Yeah, something like that.
Including Jack on her inner left wrist.
You got Jack on your wrist?
Yeah. Can we have a look at that? Okay.
He's got my name on his.
A keyboard on her left arm.
Big mistake. I hate it. It's so ugly.
Is it rubbish?
It's so
Where
ugly.
Is it? Can we see it?
Oh, that is awful. I thought like a keyboard meant the actual keys, but that's like an 80s synthesizer.
Like a Casio keyboard.
It's like something from the Pet Shop Boys.
No, I know. It's so ugly. I hate it. It's so ugly.
It's like you drew it yourself.
No, I think it's really well done. It's just ugly.
That is bizarre. what else? An anchor on your forearm. What, like Popeye?
Yeah. Did you ever see in America they have these tampon ads from a long time ago, and it's we can do it too, and it's like this woman with an anchor on her arm. My mum tells me I look like the girl from a tampon ad.
Wow.
I like that one a lot.
And Tinkerbell on her lower back.
Yeah, I'm not showing you that. It's
why not?
Close to my arse.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, but it's on the top, though.
I'm not showing you. Moving
right
along.
You can do that.
No.
Well, just cover it up so you just don't show me any of the ass.
No.
Okay. Any other tats you can show us?
No, because they're all on my back or on my feet. That's I'm not taking my shoes off.
I don't want to see your feet. I don't like... if girls' feet are ugly, it really puts me off.
I have really nice feet. I have to always have a pedicure and all that. I can't stand it when people have, like, chipped toenail polish.
Favourite clip of the morning so far?
Oh, is there Ginger in the Light?
Is that one. And then there's also this one.
Do you want it?
Yeah, give it to me then.
There you go.
Yeah.
Already got that. That's the best
I hate
show.
You so much for that.
Well, you say you hate me, but listen. Do you want it?
No!
Yeah, give it to me then. Outrageous. Hope your mother's not listening to this, well, she won't be. By the way, tell your mum, she's the only person from your family, as in the famous family, who hasn't been on the show. Your dad's been on the show, Jack's been on the show, you've been on the show like 3 or 4 times. Your mum won't come on the show. And she goes, oh yeah, I'll come on the show. And then you ring her agent.
It's all fine in retrospect, but then she realises she's very busy. You've got to get up at 6 in the morning to come here.
So?
It's my mum.
Make the effort. I did that rubbish singing show. Yeah, to help.
It's only rubbish because you didn't bloody win.
Well, it's good because it was a fix. That's why. It was a fix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, damn right. Anyway, are you pleased that Leona won X Factor?
I am. I think she's really, really talented.
What did you make of Ray, the Liverpool kid? Did he scare you? Scared
no,
me.
No, I thought
won
he
the
was
Munsters.
Really do you know what? Out of all of them, he was never in a bad mood, always so nice to everyone that worked on the show.
Too nice, though?
No, he was... Right. Everyone said that he was the most professional.
Who didn't you like?
Who didn't I like? Do you know what? This year, I didn't dislike anyone.
It's been somebody.
You're always great to slag somebody off.
I know, but I... Because I'm honest when I don't like someone.
Okay.
But there was no one I didn't like.
All right. That is disappointing.
Sorry.
Kelly is so much fun when she doesn't like someone. She can't hold it back. When I was doing the X Factor, Kelly walks in one day to the studio and she didn't even say hello. She doesn't say how are you. Doesn't give me a hug. Doesn't shake my hand. She just goes, do you know what? And she just starts slagging somebody, proper slagging them as well. And I'm like, hi, how are you? And she went, oh yeah, sorry, I'm fine. But do you know what I mean? I hate them. And the only reason they're on the show is blah 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 blah. And rah rah rah. Do you know
what I mean? I know exactly what you're
saying.
Obviously.
Yeah. But oh, so funny.
I got in trouble.
I bet you did.
I was in the audience and I called that person a prostitute. Got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Simon screamed at me. Yeah. It was the first time he ever screamed at me.
She was really horrible about Paul Daniels because he's never done any kind of prostitution work, ever.
That's
mad. Got him a prostitute. No, she didn't. Paul, if you're listening, don't sue us. Right, so look, are you going or are you hanging around?
I don't care.
All right, well, oh, nice. Ted in Japanese starts tonight, ITV2, 9 o'clock. Please watch it because Kelly is lovely. She's very sweet. See how grounded she is now as a human being. She's almost normal by the fact that she doesn't get out of bed. Yeah, man, she doesn't get out of bed till 2 in the afternoon.
That's just sensible.
And she can't work out which house she's living in because they've got 50.
No, I've only got... I'm not going to say anything because I'm maybe sound really obnoxious.
Go on, you're going to say you've only got, what, 5?
No, I bought my own house here in London and I bought a house like 3 years ago in LA.
You bought a house 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
In LA?
Mm-hmm.
Do you rent it out?
No, my sister lives in it.
All right. Can you buy a house for me and Dave?
No.
Why not?
Because I said so.
We'll share it.
It'll probably smell like bacon.
What? What? Because boys, boys who live in a house together, the house will smell of bacon.
I don't know what it is. Every time any of my guy friends stay at my house, when they're like, "Oh, I don't know where to stay. Can I stay at yours?" Like, yeah, all right. They wake up in the morning and they cook bacon and it stinks.
You're
right.
I hate that. I share with four boys.
And what? Every morning they cook bacon,
sausages.
I hate the smell of a fry up. It makes me sick.
Well, we won't.
And generally,
bacon.
Boys smell though.
Well, you're telling me that Chris.
Hang on a second.
He
won't cook. No, I can't cook. Look, we said buy me a house for me and Dave. You said no, I smell of bacon. What makes you think you're going to be invited around to the house once we've moved in? And if you are coming around, you can stay at the door while we put our coat on, then you can take us out for dinner. Hi, I've come round. Oh, hi. Dave, go and put some bacon on. Kelly's here. Get rid of her, will you? Where's Dave? He's cooking bacon. Can you not smell it? Waft it up your nose. Yeah, I'm leaving. I don't like it. Bye. And we'll put the videos back on, whatever we're doing. I don't know what I'm watching telly. good. So there you go. Beautiful. So watch the show tonight with lovely Kelly.
Are you going to be watching it?
What, tonight?
Yeah.
Nah, probably not. No, I've got a preview copy. I'll probably watch it this afternoon.
Do you really?
What, yeah.
Have a preview copy?
I should really watch
it. I only got a copy yesterday.
Well, we got ours like last week.
Yeah, we were supposed to watch it for research. But
yeah, do you want to see episode two? We'll be able to get that for you. Oh, I'll tell you what I did get. I got series three of Entourage. Have you seen that yet?
I've never watched it.
It's wicked.
Really?
It's really good. And Heroes, you've got to watch Heroes as well. That starts soon on the Sci-Fi channel. That's good. That might be a bit too much for you.
Why is the floor vibrating?
Because of the tubes.
Oh, okay.
The studio next to the tube lines.
And that is also Chris's sexual energy coming through as well.
Do we have to bring it back to that?
Don't forget.
Do you want it?
Yeah, give it to me then.
Oh, it's like a dream. Do you know, as I sit here thinking about...
You can imagine, can't you?
Oh, what would happen if one day we were in a romantic place?
Do you want it?
Yeah, give it to me then.
Beautiful. Have you talked Kelly into coming on the Rallyoke? Is she going to come and sing?
I just mentioned it to Kelly, yeah.
She said provisionally no.
I don't know if I explained it properly.
What was your great big single that you did?
Which one?
Not the one you did with your dad, but the solo one. What was the great...
Two of them were One Word or Papa Don't Preach.
Well, not Papa Don't Preach. That was all right. One Word, was that it? Wasn't it Shut Up?
Oh, God, I hate that song. Please tell
me. Oh, no, it's wicked. Do you not? Seriously?
No.
Why?
Because I was like 15 and a half.
Blah, blah.
Shut up!
Blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. Do you know how many people call me blah because of that song?
I love that record.
I hate it.
Seriously, I love that record.
I hate it.
It's great. It's a great record. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, please, spare me.
I'll play it. I'm going to try and find it.
Oh, please don't.
I'm going to do a mix of it and just all the way through just have this. Do you want it?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Great.
And at the Rallyoke then?
Yeah, so you're going to come and sing that.
I will not sing that.
You could sing a different one.
You sing S Club?
I love S Club. Like an S Club.
Sing Barbie Girl.
No.
Hi, Ken. Whatever. You can do that. That's a date. It's a date. And then you can come to stay on our tour bus.
What is your karaoke song?
Mine?
Yeah, if you had a song that was karaoke, like, what do you do?
I probably do Ain't That a Kick in the Head, which is the... which you probably never heard of. It's the first one I sang on the
saw
X.
You sing it maybe 10 times.
What did you see me sing?
Ain't That a Kick in the Head.
How many times did you come down to the show? A few times, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And I saw all the rehearsals and all that.
That was great, though, wasn't it?
Brilliant.
That was good. Wasn't I, Simon?
But you didn't win, did you?
Did I win, Simon?
No.
Well, I should have done, Louis. What would you say, Louis?
I'm going to say yes.
There you go. Always.
I'm going to say yes.
He never says no.
No.
Where's Can you hear that? In his throat. No.
Who, Simon?
Yeah.
No.
That's he smokes 1,000 cigarettes an hour. That's why.
No.
You, seriously, you take my breath away.
There you go, that's your mum.
I miss my mum. I haven't seen her since Christmas.
Really? Well, guess what? Sharon, come on in. Why haven't you seen her since Christmas? Where is she?
She's in LA.
Well, I'll go and see her.
I can't.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
So you miss her, but you can't be able to see her?
No, I don't like going to LA that much anymore.
Well, get a webcam and then you can wave at each other.
I do. I bought the computer that has a little camera in it and she doesn't know how to work a computer, so it's pointless, really.
Well, just buy her the same one.
She's got it.
Well, then, is it a Mac?
Yeah.
Well, then you just do iChat. And you're clicking it.
I understand that. I know how to work it.
Yeah,
she doesn't.
If her computer's on and you call her, it goes, rings her end, and she just goes, clicks it, and goes, do you want to talk to your daughter? Yes, accept.
My mum doesn't even know how to check her voicemail on her phone.
Well, hang on. Don't they still have people employed there just to permanently clear up all the dog poo? They can just show how it works. Mrs. O, your computer ringing. Here it is.
Why do you have to give him an accent?
Because you have people to employ, because people in...
Are you saying that only foreign people are employed? Because
because I'm a racist. No.
Is that what you're being Jade Goody now? Is that what you're doing, Chris?
That's what I'm doing, yeah. Jade and I are teaming up together. We're going to do our own show.
Why is she in the Priory?
Because she's suffering
PR.
From depression, I think. Dave said it's PR.
I don't get it.
Why she's...
I saw it in the paper today that she's in the Priory, but
well,
I thought the
true.
Priory's for drugs.
I think it's a rehabilitation
rehab, yeah.
place, so it doesn't need to be...
Yeah, for drugs.
It doesn't need to just be drugs. It can be drink or depression. I don't... Why are you looking at me? I've never been there.
It's all issues, isn't it?
The only Priory I've been to is a pub around the corner from us called The Priory.
Yeah.
That's the only one I know.
It's nice.
Right, we better go, because we're running late. So thank you for coming in and watching the show tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely. Yeah, not yet. And thank you. Do you want it?
Yeah, give it to me then.
That clip. I'm going to get that made into a t-shirt for you.
Trust us, you won't hear that again, Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, never.
We'll never play
never
that.
Never hear it again.
Me. You can trust me so much. Right, see this link, Kelly, get today's track from yesterday. Dave Doves and Black and White Towel.
Doves are a similar piece and were released into the air by that mad-looking woman after the Michael Jackson cleared in court thing a couple of years ago. The word court is also associated with tennis, squash and badminton, while badminton is also a name that's big in the world of horse trials. If you're going to ride a horse, it's easier if you've got a saddle. Saddle
yeah, give it to
rhymes
me,
with paddle, which is what you do in a canoe. Shush, Kelly. Kenny, Kaloos. Oh, Kaloos? Canoes are popular with Eskimos and Inuits who use them for fishing. Fishing is the business that you'd associate with John West.
Yeah.
West is a direction that is directly opposite east on the compass.
Yeah.
The plural of compass is compasses, as in a pair of compasses, which are those dangerous spiky things that you screw a pencil into when you're at school if you need to draw a circle. Circle in the Sand was a big hit for Belinda Carlisle. Carlisle is in Cumbria and very close to the border with Scotland. The patron saint of Scotland is Andrew, and Andrew is the first name of Andrew Ridgely, who made up half of Wham, which leads us to this morning's Teter Sink Classic. It is Wham and Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Yeah, give it to me then.
Yeah.
Yeah, give it to me then.
Please.
Yeah, give it to me then. 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 Yeah, give it to me then.
Top of the charts, that one.
Yeah, give it to me then.